If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's where you want to go now?
Phoenix. Like, that works for me, Evan. Didn't get a lot of run.
You know, let me tell you something about one of the guys in the booth right now, and it's Carter Chickering, and he's a great, great man.
Yeah.
Getting married soon.
And you put over-under on how long the wedding would... The marriage.
You know, he's one of these guys who's such a good guy that when something's not funny, he'll chuckle just to make the person feel good. And he wasn't even chuckling.
I don't think he heard
the Phoenix buns.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Hey, Goo, would you like to apologize to Kevin Durant?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what? Help me out.
For blaming him for that team.
Mm-hmm.
And their lack of success.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He signed off going to get Bradley Beal. He signed off going to play ball with Booker, and he thought it was good enough, Evan. So, okay, let's talk about last year then. Let's talk about last year.
Why?
Durant just skate free?
No, this is 2025?
No, I'm talking about last. It's been a mess.
Why didn't you bring it up last year?
Everywhere he's been since he's left, and he's great. But let's talk about it.
Okay.
Something's up. Something's missing. He was not
with
a
who?
Champion, Kevin Durant. Okay. Until he came here and got with this nucleus. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, he stinks.
And I'm not blaming all of it on him, Evan. He has some blame.
He's their best player.
He's an individual player.
Evan,
and those are the guys you
Evan,
like.
Can you do
scores.
Me a favor?
He doesn't
can
do what Jimmy Butler does.
Can you please find the Suns record when Durant plays?
I don't even need to do
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Okay,
look inside.
What did they do last year, Mouse?
They do last night?
Well, that was... They've quit.
Oh.
They've quit.
But Durant didn't play, so he didn't quit.
Oh, so he gets no demerits for being injured.
He's hurt.
Yeah. Again.
Oh, now we're giving demerits for guys who get hurt.
I'm just saying Hey, look. The Phoenix thing for Durant has been a nightmare. Just like Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Durant's one of my favorites.
One game.
But it's just kind of funny, Evan. How
one game and they might have made the Western
free
Conference
of
Finals.
He doesn't do the things that Jimmy Butler does.
Well, then why did you want him so badly?
He wanted him. I was like, give me Butler.
No, you were not. You were absolutely
not.
Check
the audio.
Steiny. Oh, Kevin Durant. Oh, my God.
I don't sound
Kevin
like that.
Durant. You wanted Durant. No, you wanted Levine.
I just want you
wanted Vucevic.
I just want you and Evan to give him piece of the blame.
Could
you imagine if Durant took 4 shots in a game?
He did. Remember, and everybody said he's trying to get others involved. Nothing's going on.
But you were the first one to sniff it out.
Thank you.
Pre and post, and Stoddy's like, Goo, something's going on. And,
That was an all-timer.
I'm
sorry, that was an all-timer among the media and the fans. And I was proud to stand alone.
Oh,
Kevin
man.
Durant takes 5 shots, 5 games in a row, and people are like, no, nothing's wrong.
I was one of them.
No, nothing's wrong.
Like, what are you talking about, man?
He was playing like Jimmy Butler. That's how you know. Let's go to Roe in Oakland.
Roe.
Hey, Roe, how you doing, buddy?
That's my guys, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hey.
Hi, Mitch. How y'all doing?
Dynamite.
This is Roe from the O, baby, from the public marketplace.
Yes, oh, sir.
Yeah, Roe. What's up,
yeah,
baby?
Yeah, Roe. What's up, man?
Yeah, Roe,
yeah, my guys, man. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, hey, dynamite.
Hey, Shawnee, man, you have to take that harassment test, I see, man. Going in on Google a little too hard over there.
Yeah. Apparently, I got stuck on the bullying section. Go ahead. I'm talking over you.
Yeah, that at the workplace, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. I see my man Guru got that Michael Irvin on over there.
Yeah.
My man, I hate the Cowboys, but it's all good. I'm giving you a pass on that, okay. Guru. I want to go in on my man, Pac. See, here's the thing with Pac. We all want to compare him to Kuminga, and it's not fair, but I get it at the same time. But Pac earned Steve's trust.
Right.
And that's the thing. He trusts Pac, and his trust with Kuminga is not as long. But he earns his trust. Mm. Look what Pac go out there and do. He goes up there and do all the dirty work. He stick his nose in there, literally, and he's out there balling. So he's, Joe Lacob might be on to something when he say he might be the next All-Star. Who knows? But if he keep playing like this, hey, you know what I mean? And my man is mocking Curry. Hey, that's not the worst person to be mocking. You know, he around right. every day, learn a thing or two from him. So I can see that, a young right. player, impressionable, a champion. I mean, it's a good role model. Why not?
And
I hear you, Ro.
Hey, great call, but Ro, I'm going to leave you with this. And the beautiful part of it is we can give Pods or any other Warrior their flower and it have nothing to do with Kuminga, shade, or love. Like, when his time comes and he's balling, we're going to give it to him just like we gave it to Moody. But right now, you would be blind as Helen Keller not to see Pods is in the zone right now.
And that's straight up. Well, I got one more thing. About Kuminga, is he going to either do one or two things. He going to either barbecue or mildew.
Oh.
But whatever it is, yeah, either barbecue or mildew. Either going to go up there and do the things that we see Pop do and earn the trust of her, or he going to mildew and he going to, find another home. I hate to see it, but, it is what it is, guys. I appreciate y'all time, and this is my first time being on the line with y'all.
Oh, so don't be a stranger, baby.
Yeah.
Pete, appreciate it.
Barbecue or mildew?
Who would you rather have, Pods or Markkanen? Maybe he was untouchable. Joe Lacob sticking in
Elliot
the face.
Elliot Ness, man.
Yeah, Kuminga, there's three games left in the regular season, and
wow.
I just don't know what his role's going to be as this team goes forward.
It has to be the same. You don't have time to switch it up, and it's like Butler for you thinking. And you got, I got to give it to you and Willard just a bit, Stoney. If this is who he is, this is who he is. But you can't upset the apple cart, and this is who you are right now. Why would you change it? And do you have
because
the luxury to, you know what I mean? You can't manipulate it. Like
what about the we can't reach our potential unless Kuminga's at. Playing at his highest level.
Well, see, I don't think Pod's balling the way he is right now has any detriment towards Kuminga. That's the beautiful part.
No.
Kuminga still is needed.
Is he?
Oh, Steiny, that's what I keep talking. There's never enough, man.
I mean, there is enough if he's not helping you.
Now that's a different story.
Like, Brandon Pajemski now, over the course of 6 weeks to 2 months, has helped the Warriors and is a very, very big part of them being whatever they are, 22-6 since Butler got here. And unfortunately for Kuminga, he was hurt when they acquired Butler, and he's a little behind. He just is. And now, as you go into the playoffs, I think it's going to get a little tougher for Kuminga to get an extended run. I just do, because so many other things right now are working for the Golden State Warriors.
But it's just hard for him, Stoney, because I think we're getting to the point of, and I know he kind of just got back from injury, But consistency is, that's all the players can control, right? And I'm not saying JK is not trying to do that, but you just look at the weekend, Friday to Sunday. And Sunday he had the rebounds, Friday he didn't, a couple turnovers. But when it's all said and done, it's just up to him to provide, I guess, what we're seeing from Pods, just in a different way. Forget their type of games. The consistency, that's the word and component for Kuminga, man.
Right, but he's not going to be consistent because he's not going to get consistent minutes, I don't believe. And the other thing is, to me, this is, you know, he played great against the Lakers on Wednesday last week.
Yeah.
But now he's had three games where, you know, he was kind of ineffectual. Yeah. Now, they won two of them. They didn't win the Houston game. Nobody's blaming Kuminga for the Houston game because that one, to me, falls on the big three veterans.
But it was an opportunity for him, though, Steiny.
Yeah, and what did he do?
To do what Pods has been doing, kind of seize the moment and stand out.
But Pods is
without being selfish.
But Pods can do things for others.
And, man.
And
is that teachable? Can you learn that, Steiny?
I think Kuminga's actually gotten better at that. I mean, he's not a terrible passer, but he still doesn't make plays for other people like Pajemski, but he's not, you know, he's a different player than Pajemski. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And like I said, why I'm excited, Stoney, is, again, I'll go back old school with the two timeline thing. Just the infusion of the youngsters, the dependency on them, which is, I love it because it's a part of who you are. But right now they're rolling, and I think Kuminga's role is not going to change. Now, it can be reduced if he doesn't kind of – like Stoney, the light needs to go on soon as possible for him to kind of take some more, and I know there's only three games, but take something into the postseason.
I mean, he played in the last three games, he's played 18, 19, and 21 minutes.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, watch the playoffs long enough. There's going to be a few times where Kuminga's going to be, he's going to have an opportunity. There's no doubt. I don't know how consistent those minutes are going to come. When Steve Kerr feels like he's up against it.
Yeah, but Jamal Brown in the chat, Stein, he's saying, why are we talking about Kuminga in a blowout win? Only because the only reason we're talking about Kuminga is we want him to kind of duplicate or get into that zone that Pods is in. And that, to me, would help the Warriors and propel them into a long run in the offs.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I think a big part of Pods' improvement is because he knew he was going to play 25, 30 minutes a night, and for whatever reason, Kuminga doesn't get that. And the reason he doesn't get it is because he plays a position that two of their three best players play.
But Jimmy Butler,
forward.
He is really, and again, you know, we could talk about IQ, some don't like it, Stoney, but the bottom line is, what do you give me for how much of this takeoff we're seeing from Pods has to do with Butler? Like, they work well together.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors blow out the Suns last night in Phoenix, and they're back home tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip off at 7. Evan Giddings has Warriors live at 6. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked in. And the Golden State Warriors, they win another game tonight. They get closer to avoiding the play-in. They got help last night with a Lakers loss and with a Minnesota Timberwolves loss. So if the Golden State Warriors can somehow finish the season 3-0, then they're going to be, at least I would think, at 4, which would mean home court in the first round, which is pretty remarkable considering they were under 500 before they acquired Jimmy Butler.
I love the word. What a word, Stoney. Remarkable. And you're right. And, you know, with coaches getting ousted or situations or drama, who called and just talked about the state of the West to start the show? Antonio, Stoney, it's like that has to mean something. It does to me. Now, will it go over to the basketball court? We'll find out. But, man, I got to be careful here. I look at Denver and Memphis and kind of just take them off the board. And I need to, you know, I need to be careful because that could be the Warriors' opponent. But I'm just thinking, you know, when have we ever seen a team fire a coach this late and kind of go Martin Luther King and overcome that? Because you're kind of telling the world, we got so much stuff going on that winning is not remotely close right now. But you do have Jokic when you talk about Denver.
This is Draymond Green last night talking about Pajemski and what has taken him to the next level.
The amount of pressure that he puts on himself with each shot is insane. And so I'm saying this also, so I hope he hear it. Me and Steph talk to him every day. Who cares? Miss seven of them. No one cares but you. Like, you're the only person thinking about the shots you miss. No one else is thinking about it. Anyone who carries that amount of weight in anything, it affects you negatively. I hate that for him, and so that's something that we've been trying to talk to him about. Stop reacting to everything that goes wrong for you. No one cares but you. Nobody else. What we care about is all of the other things that you do. So if you do all of those things well, and that can keep you on the floor, who cares about the shot? And I think he has to reach that point.
I think that was from a little while ago, actually.
Yeah, maybe a month or so ago. Yeah.
But because I remember that one. And
he wasn't in the zone like he is now. So that new audio you play will be about the red hot pod, Steiny.
Yeah, that was not from last night. Not from last night. But Pods was good again last night, obviously, and
he's playing
terrific basketball right now. Let's go to
who we got?
Let's go to Oakland. Talk to Pay August. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fella?
Hey, what's up, man?
Just happy and basking in our glory. I know it was Phoenix in the trash, but, you know, after blowout win, Lamar's in a good mood the next day for sure. But what I wanted to talk about was kind of piggyback off what you said about Pod's availability being kind of like the launching pad for his reaching the next level and everything. Pod's from, I think, Steve Kerr saw in him more than anything was heart. Going up and getting all those rebounds, being such a little dude, you know, unproven and a rookie and everything. I saw heart in him from the first time, like that desire to be that. And I think he really looked up to Steph. He wants to impress Steph Curry. He doesn't want to let Steph Curry down. And I think players play for other players and they play for coaches. Some players don't want to let certain coaches down or what have you. I think Pies really doesn't want to let Steph Curry down. And now he's transitioned into, he feels like he's one of the guys like that. And he's expected to be important to the team.
Wow. No doubt. So, no doubt. And thanks for the call, Pay. Appreciate it. To me, Pajemski's now become the player who, you know, assuming you get what you need out of the big three, if Pajemski plays well, he can get it. He's the player to me right now that gets him to another level. And will he continue to do that every single game? No, he's going to have some bad games, but it's obvious to the naked eye that when Brandon Pajemski does what he's been doing, that this team is a better team.
And you know who that reminds me of, Steiny? Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Different games, but Jordan Poole, when you get that production.
And Pajemski's still got a lot of work to do in the postseason. You know, that's where Poole, look.
You could count on him, Steiny.
Well, I don't know if you could count on him, but
I think we can all agree
that the Warriors probably don't win in 2022 without Jordan Poole.
There it is.
And I think it's safe to say the Warriors aren't going to win a title unless Brandon Pajemski kind of continues to play this way.
But the wild card, too, in that is, here I go talking about I don't want to pit anybody against each other, and I'm not. Jonathan Kuminga still, with this surge or this splash by Pods, they still need Jonathan Kuminga. Like, let's just say Pods is not on and Butler's okay and Curry's okay, you know, and the other team's playing good defense. If Jonathan Kuminga still has his opportunity, along with others, but to still to change the dip, be the difference in the outcome of a ball game. That's what's beautiful about this.
I mean, yes.
If the boxes are checked, Steiny.
But this is the bottom line with Pajemski and Kuminga. Pajemski can help you when he's not scoring.
Wow.
Kuminga has not proven he can do that consistently.
And Payog has hit it, Steiny, from day one. I really believe Pods was pissing fans off with his rebounding. And then when we come in here and talk about the will and the want to, being undersized, putting that on display, taking charges, I think now he's really getting his flowers from that, because now that's part of his game, but not all of his game. And you're right. And I'll say this for the millionth time. There is no world where Pod should be out rebounding a guy like Jonathan Kuminga. Just, you can say what you want. And I'm trying to, I look at that as heart and hustle. So Payog has hit that out the park. Steiny, everybody saw that. Like, damn, you're going in there, putting your body on the line. And now he's doing other things on top of that.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brandon Pajemski is kind of stepping to the fore. There's no doubt about it. To me, he's been the biggest difference maker for the Warriors, other than Butler, since Butler arrived. I don't know if Butler is the main reason why Pajemski's playing so well. He probably has something to do with it, but I got to give Pajemski credit on his own. I mean, he has turned into a legitimate threat offensively, and now I see it more than ever. You know, we were talking a lot about Butler yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm convinced if Pajemski scoring 18 a game, Jimmy Butler's not going to play any different than he has been. Now, he only took 4 shots last night.
But that, I got you. That don't even register.
Look, he doesn't even try in a game like that, which I kind of like.
Yeah. Went to the rim, no, got fouled.
He's the, you know what Jimmy Butler is? He's the opposite of stat padding. Like, he's the opposite of a stat padder. He just, in a game like last night, he's like, yeah, I'm not scoring 20 tonight. I have no need to score 20 tonight.
And that's why he's really the Zen master, Steiny. He the things that other people need to feel validated, I feel like Butler knows who he is, and he doesn't play to the crowd. He beats to his own drum.
All right, Ada, yeah, don't tell him how to play. You got to stop that. You got to knock it off. Pat Riley couldn't tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
Damn.
888-957-9570 is the number. All right, on the other side, Guru's got his updated opponent list. This is who he wants the Warriors to face in the postseason if things fell into place. And 888-957-9570, you know the number. You see the standings. You see where the Warriors are. You see how things can still move in this last week. If you're a Warrior fan, give me your list of who you want first and who you want last, at least as it relates to the first round, and then we can move on. But the Golden State Warriors are close to locking up a playoff berth. Not a play-in berth, but a playoff berth. 2 wins out of the next 3 games pretty much locks that in. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good.
You didn't get clearance from me. What did I say that I might not want everybody to know? It was just for you and Evan.
You said baseball's the hardest sport.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yes, there is.
Well, individual, golf, boxing, and wrestling. I'm talking about team sport.
Water polo.
What would you know about water polo?
Water polo is the most physically demanding sport.
What
you're
you
in a pool. You're not standing. You're actually in a pool. You're wading and you're swimming. Ask anybody who's played.
Well, in terms of being physically demanding, it's probably football.
No, please. They don't even practice.
But, Steady, stop. We're talking about the game.
Yeah, like,
and
yeah,
he's right. It's violent. It's the most violent.
That doesn't make it hard.
No, and that's why I wasn't my number one.
Yeah,
have you ever tried to hit a ball coming at you at 180, 90 miles? I'm going to say no.
Goo.
I played the game.
Baseball is not that hard.
Yes, it is.
Pitchers, they got to come in. They got to come in.
You kept saying that, and I don't think you know what that means.
If a pitcher doesn't come in, you take the walk. If he comes in, you drive it.
Oh.
It's not that hard.
Have you ever been?
Yes.
The word overpowered?
No.
That can happen.
I was a slap hitter. Just choke up like Bonds. You can get around on it.
Evan, I'm embarrassed for 10-2 with that take. My man said
888-957-9570.
Oh, man.
Where's my water polo players out there?
Not saying it's not a tough sport.
You know what?
Sport.
Here's another one. Hockey. Hockey's tougher. Baseball.
Less time in the ice.
Hey, let me tell you what's really tough in baseball. Being a DH.
No, it is if you're Rafael Devers.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he's getting hot.
Hey, he is. I got him on my fantasy.
Adjustment period.
Yeah.
Sonny, well, the conversations between skill versus like the actual demanding kind of physicality of games.
Because golf really is number one, but that's an individual sport, like boxing and wrestling.
What about Ryder Cup?
That's still golf.
But it's a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're playing against yourself for the most part.
No, you're playing against Europe.
Not if you're in Europe.
See, listen, you guys need to allow for the fact that often you're wrong.
I just want you to know what you're watching when you do sit down and watch the Giants and watch baseball. You don't take for granted it's not wiffle ball.
Well, I didn't say the Giants.
No, I'm just saying.
Why not rugby?
You know what?
Boy, I wouldn't play it. How about that?
This guy's got Roger Clemens thighs. It's ridiculous.
And there's no glory.
My sources say rugby is safer than football.
Well, in terms of head trauma.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
But there's no Hall of Fame for rugby. They don't get Monday night
there
football.
Is.
And
of course there is.
I mean, hey, I'm just telling you.
The Rugby Hall of Fame's in Manchester, England.
Name one player.
I have no idea. You asked, you said about the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if it's in Manchester, England.
It
but
sounded great.
There's got to be a Rugby Hall of Fame.
Dude.
Oh, please. 785 says, Steiny, it's lacrosse. Full stop.
Well,
let me tell you something about lacrosse.
Pat Spencer can play in the NBA.
Wow.
Lacrosse.
Sorry. He got out there last night, too, Pat.
I'm going to be honest with you. He's not bad. Okay, you have him in the starting lineup tonight?
No, I told you I like his game. His mannerisms. So now you like him. Stay away. That's my guy.
You can have him. But fitting. He's 13th man.
Steiny's jealous of him.
Spencer?
Yes.
How?
Because he can jump.
No doubt, man. We know you, bud.
Pat Spencer's good.
And I tried to tell you that, and you laughed me out to Laughing Monk Studios.
That's because you said it when he hadn't played.
He had,
no,
and that's
why. It was a typical game. Warriors lost. Steiny. I'd like to see Spencer in there.
They were playing the Pacers.
They were playing the
Indiana.
Lakers, and it's a one-point game, but you want Pat Spencer in there.
You are something else, man.
Please. You got to admit, keep you in check. What, Evan? By the way, lacrosse? No. And the reason is, half the players on the field don't play on the other side of the field. If you play offense in lacrosse, you got to stand around while the other team has the ball. You just stand there next to the line. That's all you do.
In football, you also only play one side of the field.
And you get a minute to get back to the huddle, get your wherewithal, and then get back and line up.
So, in other words, it's easy.
No, I'm just saying baseball's a sport where if you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're an all-star. That means you got 3 hits out of 10 opportunities, and that's good.
Okay.
That's just letting you know how hard it is to be successful at that sport, hitting a baseball.
I will say, the amount of athletes.
There we go. Now
just look at who throws out the first pitch from other sports.
It bothers me, Evan.
That tells you why it's not so easy just to go and play baseball.
Have you seen like basketball players try to throw the first pitch?
Yes.
I want to say rappers.
The best athletes in the world reside on the basketball court. That's where the best athletes are.
I used to think that. I don't think it's football.
Let me tell you something.
I'm with Gu on this one.
Oh, yeah, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, he'd be a hell of a basketball player. Please.
He's a bad athlete.
Have you ever watched a football player shoot a basketball? It is heinous.
That's fair, but I don't think McCaffrey's the one you want to choose.
Miles Garrett can dunk and has game, Steiny.
Mookie Betts is a better athlete than half your basketball players.
That great call.
Okay.
Not all of them. But a lot of dudes got games, Donnie, in different sports.
Yeah, but...
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's universal. Most people agree that the best athletes are basketball players. That's like, it's just... It might be,
I know for a fact some of the
wrong.
Basketball players I know they're lost on a baseball field. Hadn't even had a bat in their
hand.
They're
not lost if they're playing right field. All they got to do is stand there.
In Little League.
Half the game, a right fielder just stands there, blowing bubbles, taking a dip of chew, looking at a note card. That's not that hard to do.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about right fielders.
Oh, you know who's a great two-way player, by the way?
Better be careful here.
Pods.
The man played baseball.
Oh, here's a good pod.
He has respect for baseball.
Yeah, he conquered it.
Nobody thinks he would.
He needed more of a challenge. This is Pods. One of the topics of conversation regarding the Warriors has been Jimmy Butler and his aggressiveness. And apparently it's not lost on Pods. Take a listen.
I mean, I think everybody knows Jimmy as playoff Jimmy, the guy that scored 50 in the finals, all that type of stuff. But I think so far, sometimes he almost passes to a fault. And we want Jimmy to be ultra aggressive. I talked to Steph before the game when tip-off started. We just tried to get Jimmy the ball as much as we could to start the game to try to get him in rhythm. And even though he only shot 4 shots tonight, he made the right play over and over again. But I know when playoffs roll around and it's time, Jimmy will be there.
Take that, you and Willard.
By the way,
yeah, that's all. It was said by a player.
No, Jimmy never scored 50 in the finals.
Right. He never did. I don't know what he's talking about.
Pod said it. I didn't say it.
Well, you took it as gospel when Pod said Jimmy's aggressive.
No, I was worried about the steak and potatoes of, Pod's knows. You know, we want to see a little
more. You know what? And let me help Pods out here, just like I help Guru out. Hey, Pods, don't. Tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
And he didn't do it.
It's a recipe for disaster. He's one of those guys you have to do the opposite. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
See if he can get 15 assists tonight. That'll ensure that he'll take 19
and
shots.
And that's your type of dude. Look at you smiling.
Let's
you like
that. Hey, got a call. Anthony of Walnut Creek.
The Creek.
What's up, Anthony? How you doing?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey.
Afternoon, fellas.
Yeah.
So... I just got a question. Has anyone in that room played football?
I have. I played in sixth grade.
Okay. Yep. Has the Mighty gentleman Mites. That said baseball is harder than football played football?
Get on him. I didn't say that.
Okay.
It's Guru. Daryl Guru Johnson, my co-host.
Guru, I have to say, I defy you to play against De La Salle.
Oh, my God.
While you're playing against De La Salle.
Almost did it, but you blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it!
Dude, football's violent. I get all
right,
that.
Right, not hard, violent.
I'm just telling you, hitting a baseball at the MPHs that their dudes are throwing now.
Here's the other thing, White. Here's the other
guys,
thing.
Guys would be scared to get in the box. That's
they have
right
a helmet on.
Not when you're facing Bob Gibson.
That dude.
You know what?
One of my favorite pitches.
You're right. Baseball was the hardest sport 50 years ago.
Well, I never said it was the hardest, but I'm saying acting like a guy throwing 105
That's
is not instill fear in
people. And
you're
not worried about your life?
No, you're not.
Not
How
if you don't,
would you
Stani,
know?
If you don't
because
know where the
I
ball's
played baseball
going.
In ninth grade.
Stani, they threw 74
I'm
in
I'm doing
your
the
day.
Denzel guys, meme, my man.
Guys, again.
My man.
Baseball. The pitcher's got to come in.
That's
the name of the game. And when he comes in, you drive it.
Some are like magic David Copperfield. Stani, it makes it look like they're
coming
in.
You know, the curveball's an optical illusion, right?
Oh, boy. You tell the great, you're one of your idols, Rod Carew, baseball's not hard. Get him on the horn.
It wasn't for him.
Say it to him and let him respond.
It wasn't for Rod Carew or Ichiro.
By the way, the caller just admitted to being fearful on a football field. That's
De La Salle.
Probably not the sport for you.
Yeah.
Don't scoff at De La Salle.
I told you about that.
Don't scoff about De La Salle.
Playing field was a little, wasn't fair, wasn't even.
Their offensive line was small.
Because they were better than everybody.
Yeah.
They were more well-coached than any high school team I've ever seen.
Sadie, stop!
Guru, I covered De La Salle.
But you understand.
I've seen De La Salle play 50 games in the 90s.
Okay, and Logan played them a few times.
And they got
Shout
run out of
Mark
the gym.
Reed, Donaville Broyard, Byron
exactly.
Carter.
They didn't stack up.
Because they were able to recruit.
No,
that's the thing.
Wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Wrong. Great institutions recruit without having to recruit.
Oh, my God.
It's like...
I love you.
Like
I really
Duke,
do.
Duke does not have to recruit in basketball. Everybody just wants to go there.
Not anymore.
Let's go to Steve. San Mateo, Peninsula, Bridge is there.
What's up?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, guys? Love the show. I was just jumping on the comment of baseball versus football.
Yeah.
And if you took a bunch of major leaguers and played and had them play football, they're going to do better playing football than if you took a bunch of NFL players
Facts.
And threw them in a baseball game.
Beautiful. Well said, man. Rack him.
He's not bolstering your point.
He is.
No, he's not.
And Evan gave him the buzzer.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Hit the pike.
Sounds like my man. What's your deal?
Dude, what's
all
my
these
deal?
Sports are hard. My man went water polo. You ain't been in water since Orca was a...
Right.
What is it?
You know why? Because I tried to play water polo, and it's the hardest sport I've ever tried to play.
Why?
What don't you understand about being in a pool and not being able to stand on the bottom? So even when you're standing still or in the pool, you have to, like, you can't just stand in water polo. You're in the water.
Well, who's the Jordan of water polo? I just got questions.
I don't know.
By the way, Stani. Would you say that Deion Sanders is an incredible two-sport athlete?
Two-sport, yeah.
You know what sport he admits was the hardest?
It's Evan, I
don't care.
So he it's like a
baseball.
I'll go to a, you know what? I'll ask a better all-around athlete than Deion Sanders. Let's ask Danny Ainge.
Well, it's easier to bet on baseball.
Let's ask Danny Ainge.
Bo Jackson.
Please. He couldn't play basketball. He was too muscle-bound.
Well, he played football and
right.
baseball.
Right.
Took Rick Russell deep in the All-Star game.
So he saved his big games for the biggest, huh? Gosh. Seriously, don't disrespect De La Salle. I don't like
that. Don't disrespect Logan. You did it yesterday.
How are they not better? They've got, their enrollment is like 7,000.
Ask Gary Payton the first how good Logan is.
He didn't play
But he
at
played
Logan.
Against Logan for the title. At the Coliseum, Kevin Mouton was good. They were going
Mouton.
At it. What about him? Went to Oregon.
Come on.
Came to USF.
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
He transferred?
Yeah.
Couldn't get run there?
Stop.
Wasn't good enough to get run in the
Evan,
pack.
See, this slander. I'm not.
Actually, Mouton, I don't know who you are, but I'm kidding.
We got a Dibbers texting in. Now, why would you roll your eyes?
I didn't roll my eyes.
Because when he walked in, hey, Dibbs. Hey, Willard.
I agree.
Thank you. And I'm going to read our text from our brethren. He said, Dave Winfield.
What about him?
Was a stud in all three sports.
And what does that prove?
Like,
how is that making your point? No, you read it.
It just means that baseball players are the best athletes.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Kruk on the phone.
There's something bothering you, though, about
not at all.
It. Yeah, I'm going to figure it out.
Just no, you probably won't.
That he couldn't play water polo.
Water polo is a hard sport.
But don't say baseball. They got to come in.
They do.
Don't say that. I'm going Fitz. It's stupid. It's hard.
Guru.
That's stupid. Don't say that.
Stand up at the plate, wait for him to come in, and drive the ball. It's not that hard.
Tell that to Willie Adames.
Oh, my God. Down to the Giants right now.
Well, by the way.
What you got?
How about that little nugget Evan dropped on us today about Adames? Said he stinks in the field.
He didn't say that, dude. Evan.
Can't go to his right. He's like Pods.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's go to Billy in Danville. Hey, Billy.
Danville, they got action.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say, as hardest sport, I got to go with wrestling, man.
Agree.
Anybody who has played other sports and has wrestled will tell you it's not even a conversation.
But, yeah, we were just saying team sports. Yeah, but individual, I'm with you. Wrestling, then boxing. Yep.
Gotcha. All right, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Wrestling is hard.
Lo Neal said football.
No, he didn't. Lo Neal said wrestling's harder than football.
Said football.
No, he didn't.
But he was so gifted at wrestling.
Supposedly.
No, it's not.
Right. He said wrestling's tougher. Let's go to David in Pleasant Hill. He'll probably agree with me on something. Hey, David, how you doing, buddy?
Not likely.
Hey.
Pretty good, not likely.
Hey.
Hey, who's the greatest basketball player, Steiny?
Bird.
Never know.
Larry Bird.
Bird over Jordan?
Oh, God.
Over Jordan.
I like what you're cooking. Let him finish, Donnie. Go ahead, Jordan.
Stop! Okay. So, most people would say Jordan, right?
Yep.
He couldn't get out of double A.
That's right, but he played in the pros. But he, double A, I wouldn't scoff at that.
He batted 240. He was a Hall of Famer in basketball, but couldn't hit a baseball.
And that's 240?
And that's all I'm saying.
240 would be third in the league in hitting right now.
In double A.
Please.
Double A.
Oh, come on. That was more like triple A.
And Winfield was drafted all three sports.
Also,
give me another guy that's had that.
That league Jordan was in, pitcher's parks.
Southern League. By the way, you know why he was the only reason he was in double A? Because if you're over the age of 25, you cannot play anything lower than double A.
I didn't know that. The Birmingham Barons. Yeah. Looked like the White Sox.
How about Brian Jordan?
Well, he was good.
Yeah.
Yep. But he didn't play in a playoff game the same day as he played in the football game like Deion. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a great moment for Deion, that game. That's when he poured champagne on Tim McCarver.
That is the one moment that...
You liked it?
No.
Did you like it?
No, then I hope Deion would apologize.
It was a class act.
What was that, man?
He was younger. We all make mistakes when we're younger.
I make them every day.
That's a fact. Will in Marin. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Sure. Yeah, this is no disrespect to any of the big three sports, meaning like basketball, football, baseball, or anything, but the most difficult team sport to play, and I'm surprised no one even brought this up, is rugby, and it's not even close. You have to play offense and defense. There are no breaks. It's a 40-minute half with a 10-minute intermission, and it's just the running is insane. I mean, try to just do up downs and burpees without tackling someone for 40 minutes, and then just tell me how you feel after that. It's no disrespect, but it's facts. I mean, look at Derrick Henry. If he gets 33 touches, 28 touches in a game, the average running back in the NFL with a big workload runs for 2.5 minutes, and some of them are on the sidelines tired, and they need to take breaks with a change of pace back. You don't get a change of pace rugby player. You have to go, and you're only allowed to have 8 substitutes per game. Once you go over that threshold, it's over. It's no disrespect to wrestling or boxing or anything like that, but I'm saying if you haven't endured it, I've been playing for 15 years now, obviously not at a professional level, but at any level, it's literally just hard work. It's a frame of mind, and you have to be willing to be there. It's almost a lifestyle. Like not a lot of people want to get up on Saturday mornings and prepare to hit 200-plus-pound men for 80 minutes, and that to me is a real man's game. It's no disrespect to any other game, but definitely the most physically daunting and tiring team sport that you will ever play. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
No, right. I've never played.
He didn't want to answer the money question,
which is
like when you see somebody coming, you just pitch it.
Well,
you just pitch it. Uh-oh, here comes a big bruiser.
That's what you would do, bro.
Hey, Harry, here it's coming.
Yeah.
I've never played rugby. Have you? Hell no.
It's called hot potato.
Yeah. It didn't get to the hood, but I'm not saying it's not a tough sport. We forgot Russell Wilson got only to double A in baseball.
Right. It's not hard to play baseball and football. It's hard to play a sport.
You know who the San Diego State all-time leader in assists is?
Tony Gwynn.
Try
to stump me next time.
Well, you're just proving my point.
By knowing. Right. That's not a great program down there.
How would you think Steph would be at baseball?
He'd be great.
He'd be awful.
No, he wouldn't. I think he'd be pretty good.
Steiny, stop! If we asked him, he probably would tell us good.
Okay, hold on.
And I would have I just had the visual.
Let's start from scratch here.
And we know Dre ain't been on a diamond.
I was messing around.
He played football.
I was messing around earlier, but Steph Curry could play baseball. Absolutely. He's great at basketball. He's great at golf. He's great at bowling. He's got unbelievable hand-eye. He could have played baseball. If he would have devoted his time to baseball,
How were you in baseball? I wasn't the best. And I'd be like, okay.
Dude, he's 6'3", and he's chiseled now.
No, that he is.
You know who was a good baseball player, legitimately?
Clay.
Clay Thompson, yeah.
I bet.
Family's really good baseball players.
What's his brother's name that was on the Dodgers?
Trace.
Yeah, he played in the majors.
And you know where he got his athletic ability, right?
His mom.
Yeah.
Well, his dad was a number one pick.
Michael Thompson, when asked
his
sons got their athletic ability, said their mother.
So they didn't get it from a basketball player.
Wow. She played basketball.
Didn't get it from the number one overall pick.
I wanted my kids to go pro. If I had it to do over again, I would have.
You would have what? Been Todd Marinovich's dad?
No,
Tiger Woods' dad.
You know, I would have thought about their background in sports. So maybe because I always kid the wife like the kids got a lot of stuff from me, but you didn't bring too much athletically to the table. And then she would defended her dad, and you know, God rest his soul, but not talented in sports.
I actually do think 510 boys. The answer may be hockey.
No, that's a tough ass.
Let me ask
sport.
You a question.
Yeah. I wouldn't play it.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say there's a line change in hockey.
Gotcha.
You know what that is?
Come on, Stoney.
Okay.
And a
player comes onto the ice.
Yeah.
How long does he play before he's got to be subbed for?
A few minutes.
Is your name Guru?
And that was...
He was going to say about 7 minutes. You were.
No, Stoney, stop.
You can only play like 2 minutes at high speed in a hockey game.
I'm not...
Why do you denigrate everything but the big three?
I'm not denigrating anything. I'm trying to be fair, and this started because of De La Salle. How many brothers in the hood have been exposed to hockey? Or any... You know what I mean? The rugby, the hockey, I get it, but we haven't seen the guys, everybody get a chance to play hockey. That's all. But I'm not sitting up here telling you it ain't tough as hell.
What about Popeye Jones's son? One of the best hockey players going.
Gotta go.
Remember him?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What about Will Greer?
No.
888-957-9570. We'll get back to basketball unless you want to agree with me on what the toughest sport to play in professional sports is. Hey, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're going to get to some of this Warrior sound. It's pretty good on the other side. We'll get back into your list of teams that you would like to see the Warriors play in order. That segment brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes.
which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.